Broadcast coming to you today from the parsonage. I'm looking out my window over Bull Shoals Lake, and I am a feeder of the birds. I have out here hummingbird food. I have all kinds of things for the birds. But I myself, even though I'm not a bird, I tweet. And that means that I go on Twitter. I have a Twitter account. My handle is Billy Brim. It's just BILLYEBRIM. That's my handle. And so that means that you put out these little messages on my phone app. You know, there's a little blue app with a white bird on it. And if I want to tweet something, I want to say something. And sometimes you do just want to say something short. Well, it so happened, if you were listening yesterday, that one morning as I was preparing to teach for Prayer Mountain, I just had, and I'm aiming now. I'm studying Brother Hagin's book, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, and I'm aiming to train my human spirit. And one of the things that I'm aiming to do is obey my human spirit, the voice of the Spirit in my spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit in my spirit, the inward witness. So it just came to me, why don't you send this tweet? Well, it's just a short little one, and I thought, you know, can't hurt anything. It's truth. So here's what I tweeted. Satan is not omnipresent. He leaves most folks to lower level devils, while he concentrates on presidents and kings, etc. That's why it is so important that we obey 1 Timothy 2:1 and pray, first of all, for President Trump and for those in authority. So that's the tweet. We got, oh my goodness, I'd say 4 or 5 times more response to this tweet than any other one I'd ever sent, which I thought the others were, you know, I don't know, more interesting. But for some reason, this rang a bell with people, and boy, did they ever respond. Most of them, the large majority, overwhelming majority are positive. But there were a few that were negative. And one of the ones I read yesterday, and this one said, yo, the dark ages are over. Anybody who still falls for this mumbo jumbo needs to jump out of the gene pool now. So, well, I'm out of the gene pool, not having any more babies. But guess what? I got a whole lot of children and grandchildren, and they're in the gene pool of faith. And they're in the gene pool of the authority of the believer. And they know there's an enemy. And they know they have authority over him. So yes, he's not omnipresent like God. God can be everywhere, is everywhere. Satan cannot. He can travel quickly, fast. But he does not concern himself with most folks. He does concern himself with presidents, kings, and concerns himself with those who are very influential through large ministries. Now, I'm thinking of something that happened to prove this, and you can believe it or not believe it. But I used to work for Kenneth Hagin Ministries, and Brother Hagin was out. Some of the other people were out, administrative people. And so we had someone come up from Jimmy Swaggart's office. And this was when Jimmy Swaggart was at the very top of, I wouldn't doubt he was at the top. I don't have a fact on this, but I wouldn't doubt he was at the top of all radio ministries, television ministries. And but someone from his office came to see how we did it. You know, you do that sometimes. You go to another ministry and you kind of look and see how they do things. So this person came and they asked me to give this person a tour. So I did. And I showed them into Brother Hagin's office. He was out on a ministry trip. We walked into the office. I opened the door. It was dark inside. And I flipped on the light. And he has a big desk, And his chair, his desk chair, was turned with its back toward us. And this visitor from Jimmy Swaggart's ministry gasped. And I thought, what? And I could tell he was shaken. And he said, the other day, Brother Swaggart was out on a ministry trip, and I walked into his office, and the desk chair was turned with its back toward me, just like this one, and suddenly it turned around, and there was a being in that chair, and he identified himself to me as Satan. He said, I am Satan, and I am going to destroy Jimmy Swaggart. Well, it wasn't too long after that all kinds of things happened in that ministry. So, well, for one thing, if you know, and all ministers should know, that the enemy, at least if you're not one of the top ministers, one of his cohorts is out, you know, to destroy your ministry, of course. But you and we have authority over them. So that man, he could have, and that man and Jimmy Swaggart certainly could have. Jimmy Swaggart, as the head of the ministry, could have taken his authority and not given a place to the devil. If you give the place to the devil, he's going to have a door to walk right in. So if you are a minister of God, you need to walk a holy walk. You need to walk an honest walk. You need to be right with God and man and money and sex and everything. But not give Satan a door. But if he gets a door, he's right there to see if he can bring down people of influence. One thing we have to remember when we're dealing with him is that he is a defeated foe. Jesus Christ and his blood defeated him for us. We need to always remember that we speak from a position at the right hand of the Father. How do we know this? We know this from Ephesians 1 and 2. We know that when he brought up Jesus from the dead, he brought up his body with him. I think that's when the church was born. When God, it says in Ephesians, that when he quickened him, he quickened the body. When he quickened the head, he quickened the body. When he raised the head, he raised the body. When he seated the head, he seated the body. Now we are far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. And we're told by the Lord, according to Romans 5:17, to reign in life as one Jesus Christ. So we don't need to be afraid if you're a minister that he's after you. You just need to know how to take authority. And think of it, folks, how we can help those who are in places of influence. We can help them with our prayers. Pray for those in authority. Now, of course, I've been leading a campaign to pray for Donald Trump, and I'm going to be talking about it more. But I want to give you a prophecy that was given through Brother Kenneth Copeland at Living Word Christian Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota on August 24th, 2018. Here's the prophecy. Don't be concerned at this time about the direction that the nation is taking, for you see you are in transition. You are transitioning from a splintered, sick, and dying nation swarmed and choked by political ideas and godlessness. You are transitioning to one nation under God, indivisible. Don't pay so much attention to the news media. They don't know much, and all they know is what has already happened, for my angels are at work. The prayers of my people have been heard on high, saith the Lord. This United States is the only nation on this planet formed by people expressly because they loved and wanted to worship me, saith the Lord. I created the nation of Israel because I love them. But the United States was created because you love me, and I will, saith Jesus, never, ever forget it. I'm bringing judgment and destruction upon this nation. It has already happened, and the healing of that judgment, the healing has already begun. And for the most part, the healing and deliverance from that judgment has just now been resolved, saith the Spirit of grace. Because you have no idea how much prayer is going on in the White House. You have no idea how much prayer is going on around this president at his request. You don't know, but understand this. I put him there, and I'll take care of him in there. He has a lot of rough edges, but so do you. And my grace is being poured out on him and on his family. And I'm asking you, I'm telling you, don't make your words stout against me or against him. This is not a time to be critical. It's a time to pray. It's a time to stand in the gap. It's a time to know and understand that I am not about to let this nation fall. I'm not about to let it fail. Its greatest hour is yet to come, and it's very soon to manifest. This nation is in the midst of being born again. End of prophecy. Again, I want to identify that as a word that came through Kenneth Copeland, August 24th, 2018, at Mack and Lynn Hammond's Church Living Word Christian Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, we have, it said in here, prayers are going up. And he told us to pray. We actually have a first of all campaign. We have, and I have a book about it. I'll be talking about more about the book maybe later in the week. But we have a book where God told us to raise up people and get them to commit that they will pray according to 1 Timothy 2:1. First of all, for those presidents, kings, those who are in authority. It says, pray for all men. Give thanksgiving, prayers, supplication. First of all, how do you pray for all men? It tells us you pray for their leaders. You pray for their nations. Whether or not the United States is blessed is going to be in whether or not our leaders bless Israel. Whether or not our leaders do the things according to the word of God that bring blessing upon us. So what are we to do? We're to pray. First of all, and if you would like to sign up that you would pray according to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1, that you would sign up and commit that you would do that, then you can reach us. We have a place in our website where you can sign up for the first of all, just to commit. You can just put your name if you want to. You don't have to give us an email. You don't have to have us contact you back. Or you can go to that website. You can write us. You know, we like snail mail. Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri. Just write Billy Brim Ministries or Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And say, I'm praying, first of all. We'd like to have a number of these prayers that we could. We right now have, I don't know how many we have, but about 7,000, I think, getting up there to 7,000. And we'd like to add your name. I'm really believing for 1 million people. Think what would happen if 1 million people were praying for our president, our vice president, our administration, our legislative. Oh, Father, think about what would happen in this nation. This is Billy Brim saying, we'd sure like to see you at our autumn assembly, October 17 through 22. You can find out about that on our website as well. We'd like to see you there working with us. It's just before the midterm elections, which are so important. Thank you for listening, and we'll be with you again tomorrow. Shalom.